As you know, the show goes out to the U.S. and Canada, wherever you can hear us. 1-800-636-8686. Back to those phone calls momentarily, but we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at the University of Buffalo, fourth season as Bulls head coach. The 2018 MAC Coach of the Year led Buffalo to a school record 27 wins in their third NCAA appearance in 4 years, led Buffalo to a pair of conference titles, Buffalo 27-3, 15-2 in conference this year, and they won their second straight MAC regular season title on Tuesday night. They are hosting Bowling Green this evening, 6 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by the head coach of Buffalo, Nate Oates. Nate, good to have you back. How are you?
Great to be on again, Rome. How you doing?
Good.
Weather's good out in L.A.?
Matt, you know, well, today it is, Nate. We've gotten a hell of a lot of rain. No one's going to feel sorry for us, but we've gotten a lot of rain. How about where you are?
It's 32 right now, so it's like spring for us out here. You know what? I think I've got a kid from Florida. I took him out on some snowmobiles like a month ago. He wants to go again. We might go out on the sleds for an hour before the game tonight.
Man, I love that. I love that. So what about it? When you bring a kid in from Florida, how do they react to that?
He loves it. He keeps asking me when we're going to go on the snowmobiles again. So he's a transfer from Middle Tennessee State, Antoine. So I told him we might head out this afternoon.
I like it.
It's like perfect. The snow's still around, but it's not too cold. We might head out. When you come to Buffalo, we'll get you on some snowmobiles.
I'm in. I've been spending a lot of time in Wisconsin, so I'm about that life. I'm ready for it. Nate Oates joining us. All right, so you clinched your second straight conference title, and you got the top seed in the conference tournament. Hey, Nate, I know you're not necessarily thrilled with how you finished some of the possessions in that game against Ohio, but how good did it feel to close it out and win that regular season title again?
I mean, it was great, and you're right. We didn't play how we should have played, but we'll take the win. Sometimes, shoot, it's college basketball. Kids don't always play as well as you'd like. That's sports in general. But, shoot, to get a win, we're 3 games ahead with 1 game left. It's nice to clinch it, and now we can enjoy senior night. We've got 5 seniors that have meant the world to this program, so now we can really enjoy it. We're cutting the nets down after the game tonight. So it'll be a fun night for our Buffalo fans here.
Nate Oates, my guest. Let me name check these guys. We're talking about C.J. Massenburg, Nick Perkins, Dante Carruthers, Jeremy Harris, and Montel McRae. What have they meant to you personally and to the program?
I mean, if we go down the list, like Montel, we got 3 of those guys are JUCO guys, but Dante came for 3 years. So Montel and Jeremy have just been here 2 years, but the 2 years they've been here have been the 2 best years in the history of Buffalo basketball. You know, Jeremy was, you know, we got him over. He took a visit to Texas Tech. So for a kid that talented to commit to come play for us here, you know, he wanted to win and play right away, and he's been able to do that. He was the one that kind of torched DeAndre Ayton and got a bunch of national publicity in that Arizona win. And, you know, it was good. The one good thing with the Ohio, other than we won at Ohio, is Jeremy got himself going again. Hopefully he's like Mr. March. He had a little slump in February. He kind of did the same thing last year. Now he played great at Ohio, so hopefully he gets it going again. Montel's a 6'10 shooter that, you know, adds another dimension to our offense. And then Carruthers, the, you know, kid from Rochester right down the road, he's this whole blue-collar mentality that we've kind of adopted. That's kind of Dante. He plays so hard. He takes charges. Everybody that watches this play loves watching Carruthers play. And then you go to the 2 guys that have been with us for 4 years. This is my 4th year as a head coach. It's CJ and Nick's 4th year in the program. They've been with me every game I've coached here as a head coach. So that's a little bit special. You think, you know, Nick, I've known Nick since his freshman year in high school. I was a high school coach in Detroit area, and that's where Nick comes from. So I've known him for 8 years now. But, you know, so obviously that's a special relationship, and he's been great. CJ's got a chance to leave as the all-time leading scorer in school's history, and he came to us with 1 offer. He came to us in the spring of his senior year and basically was begging us to take him. You know, begging may be too strong a word, but he was, you know, selling himself. We were talking about maybe redshirting him. Now the kid's going to leave, you know, all-time winningest player in Buffalo history, maybe the all-time leading scorer on the National Player of the Year watch list. I just think it's kind of what college sports is about. Kids come up and you work hard, it's, you know, it gets rewarded. Being a humble, hardworking kid gets rewarded. So I you know, it's going to be a great night for us to recognize these 5 guys.
Buffalo head coach Nate Oates is my guest. I appreciate your thoughts on them. And Nate, stay on CJ for 1 minute, because as much respect as you have for guys like CJ and his teammates have for him during practice, they're still going to go at him like everybody else. And there was a story from earlier this year where a freshman scored on him and then started talking trash to CJ for allowing him to score. What did you think when you saw that?
I mean, I loved it. It's kind of the culture that we've built here. Like, our practices are ultra competitive. So, you know, we bring the freshmen in and let them know that they've got to compete. And then they start competing. And, see, you know, CJ talks a little trash himself. I mean, he's not, you know, he's a great kid with a high character. He's gonna let these guys know when they get scored on. So, Jonathan was the freshman. He's like a top 100 recruit out of Rochester. He's going to be really good. But, you know, Nate let CJ know he could score a few buckets himself. So it was, I mean, it's Dante goes at, see, we don't put our first team against our second team all the time. We, especially before we start getting into games, we always mix it up, make it even. So we get CJ going at Park and CJ going at Dante, and they go back and forth. So practices are pretty lively. They're pretty good. CJ made a comment to a reporter after the game. I loved it, actually. The reporter was talking about how hard we play and our defense and how scrappy we are. And he told the reporter, like, you're missing the good stuff. If you're not here for practice, you don't really even get to see the good stuff.
That's great. Nate Oates joining us. In terms of that good stuff, you and I have talked about the approach that you take and the mindset that you want in your team. You had a great quote recently, I thought. Nate, you said, quote, I don't want to play scared. Get your mindset to where you're going to go out and crush people. We're going to hunt. End quote. Look, there aren't a lot of coaches who publicly talk about wanting to crush people or going out to hunt. Why is this so important to you?
I mean, I didn't mean for that to come across in the wrong way by any stretch. But, you know, we're playing in the MAC and we're a top 25 team. So sometimes our guys may have the tendency to maybe relax, think they're going to get a win. And our league's really good. We're the 8th-ranked league in the net, like, right now. But I wanted to get the mindset out of the way. Like, we're, you know, because everybody talks about having a target on your back all the time. Well, you know what? Like, I don't want to think like that. Like, we're going to go be the hunters, not the hunted, and we're going after them. And we're not going to match anybody's intensity on any given night. They're going to have to figure out if they even capable of matching ours. That's the mindset I want our guys going in with. So that was my point. Like, let's come out and punch people in the mouth and make them figure out if they've even got the capabilities to try to match our intensity on any given night.
And, Nate, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. In other words, it's not a matter of us having to deal with them. They have to deal with us. I mean, that makes sense to me. And so you've got this mentality. You know, you mentioned February. I had Mick Cronin from Cincinnati on, and he was talking about how pumped up he is when the calendar flips over to March, because that means you just got through the toughest part of the year in college basketball, February. It's a long, long college season. You're always looking to play with intensity, but does that ramp up even more when you shift to March? What's it like when the calendar turns over from February to March?
Yeah, I mean, I just watched Cincinnati play. I think it was last night they were on. Mick Cronin obviously gets his guys to play about as hard as anybody in the country. I respect them. We played them last year, and they're tough as nails. So I respect Mick, and I agree with him 100%. When that thing flips to March and we start talking about it, like, it's go time now, and we talked about getting guys off social media, like, let's lock in here. Let's quit wasting time doing stuff that doesn't matter, and let's get down to studying video, get in, get some extra shots up. When we hit the floor, it's go time. We're in March. Shoot, 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks from yesterday is the we're going to be playing either 2 weeks from yesterday or 2 weeks from today in the NCAA tournament. So it's time to put the hard hats on, get down to what we do, and like, let's win some games here in March.
Hey, Nate, I'm not a coach. I don't have a team, but I do have two kids. I've got a 17-year-old son, a 14-year-old son. That social media thing, that's real now. That's a real deal. Like, how do you monitor that? What would you like to see your guys do with social media? How much can they do and how much should they not do? How do you approach it?
You know what? So during the year, I try not, other than just making sure there's no inappropriate tweets or, you know, whatever platform they're using, we don't monitor a ton. We obviously talk about not wasting too much time and using your time. So we've got a mental skills coach that had a session with our team yesterday, and he challenged them with three things, and one of them was he wanted them to limit it to 3 minutes a day. I don't know if that's possible, because I think some of these guys are 3 hours a day guys, but his thing was get on, check it once quick in the morning. I think last year we tried to say just eliminate it for like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So his thing was, let's try to limit it to 3 minutes a day. When it gets go time now, like we took our kids' phones away from them after the Arizona win. We gave it to them for an hour or two because we knew that, they could stay up on the phone all night. They're going to have kids that they went to second grade with and haven't heard from them hitting them up after we beat Arizona last year in a tournament. So I think once you get into some of that stuff, you maybe have to confiscate the phones so they can get some sleep because you got to get sleep in the NCAA tournament. But for now, we're just trying to tell them that, you know. And then we talked about what can you do? Like, let's say you usually spend an hour or two, so if you're only going to spend 3 minutes, what can you do? And we asked them, and they, you know, get in the gym, shoot more, get more rest, study film more. There's plenty of stuff they can do with their time other than waste it on social media.
Nate Oates is my guest. All right, Nate, you know how this goes, right? When you have the level of success that you're having, your name is going to come up for other jobs. But as you've said, quote, everybody assumes, Coach Oates, you're having a great year. You're not going to be here much longer. And I'm like, why not? Look, Nate, you're in the top 25. You have been for most of the year. The expectation is not that you're going to go to the tournament, but that you'll make a deep run. Do you really need to go someplace else to have the kind of success that you want to have?
I mean, I think we've proved it. We've been in the top 25 ever since the second week of the polls. I think it's been 18 straight weeks. So we've got what we need here. I think the administration likes what we're doing. You know, they're talking to me about making sure we stay, and I'd love to stay. You've got kids. I've got three daughters. They don't want to move. My wife doesn't want to move. So let's build it. I mean, there's been other programs that have built it. Gonzaga wasn't what they are now 20 years ago, and Butler the same way, VCU the same way. There's been plenty of programs that have built it and continue to build it and keep the thing going. So hopefully I'm still here next year. That's what I'm planning on. We got two kids on official visits this weekend, and I'm planning on coaching them. So we love it in Buffalo. We've got the whole blue collar thing going. The city's embraced us. We love it here. Sure, Jim Kelly was at one of our games the other night, and Thurman Thomas came to a game. They both came in the locker room, talked to our guys. So we're getting a lot of love in Buffalo. We like it here right now.
Buffalo's the best. You know, Mark Few and I used to talk about this quite a bit, and whenever it would come up, he'd say, look, I've got this great lifestyle here. He said, literally, Nate, exactly what you said. My family loves it. My kids love it. I can go fly fishing. You're telling me the same thing. You and Crystal and the kids love it. You've got snowmobiles. It's kind of off topic, but you can speak to the city before I let you go. What is Antonio Brown missing out on by saying, I don't want to come to Buffalo?
I mean, look, this is as blue collar as it gets in Buffalo, and the sports fans here are nuts. Like, they, even when the Bills weren't very good, they supported them like crazy. You know, even when the Sabres aren't good, they support them. So now, I mean, the Bills are getting good. So I was talking with a local radio guy this morning about the Antonio Brown thing a little bit. Like, the people kill Buffalo for the weather. Well, you know what? The weather's not any different in New England with the Patriots. They play outside. Like, once you start winning and build a winning culture, like, people will come. The weather doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's more a winning culture. We don't have problems recruiting here to Buffalo with the weather. We got the same weather, and we got kids from Florida and Dallas and California, and we're all over the place on our team. So build a winner. I mean, sure, you know what I said, though, off the Bills Mafia? They might be lucky they didn't get Antonio Brown. Who knows? There might be something better. We've had kids leave our program that people thought was going to hurt our program. Sometimes it's better, you know, who you lose addition by subtraction or who you don't get in free agency. So I think the Bills will be all right. I like the staff. I like what they got going here.
Maybe it's a good thing. Nate Oates joining us, and I want to echo that. The time that I've spent in Buffalo was awesome. It is a great town. It's an amazing sports town, and they're with you when you're not doing well. And believe me, when you do well, there's no better place to be. You've got Buffalo, number 19 right now. They're taking on Bowling Green tonight. Their head coach, Nate Oates, my guest. Nate, you're the best. Great to have you back. Thanks for joining us, and good luck. We'll be watching very carefully and closely in March.
No, I appreciate it. Always love being on your show, Rome.
You too, Nate. Great having you on the show. I love having you on the show. Nate Oates, Buffalo, Bills Mafia, anybody in and around the area, do you want to talk about that team?